Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got a real interview. Mike Rizzo, the GM of the Nats, will join us. Talk to him about Bryce Harper's injury and more. But we've fallen into this wormhole of what's going on with AWOD. First and foremost, yesterday, just playing it made us laugh because it was so bad. But then we were just flabbergasted by how was he booked on this show.
Right, how did it actually happen?
And we felt like it was a big goof, like we're being punked.
I still think it is.
Chad Dukes is online. He was upset that we associated his name and his show, Chad Dukes versus the World, with AWOD, I think, just the association he didn't want.
Right, he thought it was a personal affront.
Let him speak, but let's get to Chad first before we get to theories from our callers.
I've updated my theory, by the way.
Did you guys
notice that the second that flim-flam man, that huckster, got off the air, that you two idiots in the other room started falling all over themselves to say how real the bit is and how dumb that you guys for EB is for not getting it? This bit makes no sense. There's not one iota of realness about it, and quite frankly, I'm disappointed. You guys are supposed to be the tip of the spear for our radio station. Look at those ratings you got. Look at the prestige. If you're doing fake Jack Diamond in the morning bits, The day after you had a bunch of yentas in telling you that you should wear sundresses at your own sundress party, well, then times really have changed.
Yes.
And no, I don't know.
Chad,
no doubt.
You know what I found to be sad about it?
News.
And I don't know. I think you're just listening, but if you're seeing it, and if they had the camera on AWOD, when the guy was saying those cheesy things about how great AWOD was representing the fans, he was loving it. Oh, my God.
I'm sure he's lapping it up.
He thought it was legit.
I mean, I'm sure. I don't think that those two guys told AWOD. I mean, I think they're probably buffaloing him as well.
So your theory is that this is a drab in Valdez ruse, and they're still trying
Valdez
to sell it.
Valdez and that 40 pounds of lips coming at you every single morning with that bald head. They concocted this because they're hucksters and they're trying to buffalo their talent, and I don't like it.
And they're doing their own show behind the glass over there every single day.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do a bit and we'll get the junks on it.
Hold on. First of all, Chad, we don't do fake radio. We do real radio here.
No, the junkies don't do fake radio, Zilch.
No, I have
you're not a junkie. You're not a junkie, Matt.
I'm a fifth junkie.
What?
I have an email from your producer Jared that was sent to me that is proof.
That's not my producer. That's the assistant program director. He's a spy and a narc on my show.
Okay, all right. It says this says drab. Somebody just called the hotline looking to book AWOD on a radio show. His name's Steve.
Look, I'm not surprised you looped him in. That guy has no scruples. He narcs me out to CK every time he can.
Right. You know what's funny though? I'm googling Mel Gibson and Steve Feuerstein. He's all over it. Like, he definitely had something to do with that. I mean, there's a million articles about Steve Feuerstein and Mel Gibson from 2004.
All right, so Chad, bottom line is if you had to bet all of your money, you would bet that this was fake, not real.
I think that you guys have a Lord of the Flies situation going on there. There's an uprising. There's a coup in that other room. How many times have you guys said something hilarious and those two are playing grab ass in there, not even paying attention, laughing and putting you over?
All the time.
Came up
they
with
never
their own
put
bit.
Us over.
What if what we're saying is funnier?
Yeah, right.
They want to put Adam Epstein on the rotisserie between the two of them, and that's what happened here. And they came up with this bit, and they're making you look like fools.
One last thing, Chad.
I think you're on to it.
Do you think it's a coincidence that our highest ratings ever came during an AWOD free month?
I don't think it's. Look, I like AWOD. I've met him. I just don't know that guy that's on the air. It's not the same guy that's walking around the radio station making videos and saying hi to everybody. Like, he's created some sort of demonic presence that infests him whenever he goes on the air. Give him credit. He makes an impact. Everyone hated my guts when I called into your radio show all the time. I'd say probably 50% of the audience still does. So maybe that'll work for him. But that guy, for the listeners that don't work at the radio station, it ain't the same dude. There's a split personality that goes on here with Adam Epstein.
Thank you, Chad.
Thanks, buddy.
Love you, boys.
Love you, Chad. 2-6, he takes on the world. Chad Dukes
let's
versus
go to,
the world.
Let's go to Biff. Bethesda. Biff, what's up? What's your take?
I think it's a shtick, and I'm a tribesman myself, and there's a Yiddish term for it called verstunkena, which means it smells funny.
Right, right. Thank you. Thank you, Biff. Appreciate
My guess
it.
Is that he doesn't even know Yiddish. Who? Awad.
No, he doesn't know
Yiddish. Or Hebrew. He doesn't know either of those languages.
He's an embarrassment.
He barely knows English.
He's an embarrassment to any organization or group he belongs to. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks? Hey, so this is fake news. I don't know what the producers are doing back there.
Yeah.
So that being said, hey, once he
you
said he got a hold of his resume and he said he was thinking about bringing him in, I said, come on, man, that was a wrap right there.
Well, I think
that's
what he was doing, shtick.
Yeah, that was the biggest
shtick.
If you give him here's what he's trying to sell us. It's whether or not I believe it or not. That he does a real show or this is going to be a real show and that he was weaving in dumb shtick to try to get along with the wacky morning guys that he had no real clue who they are anyway, but the producer's telling him, yeah, just be funny, say this, that'll make them laugh. In between the sincere fact that he interviewed Awad because they were looking for a fan's perspective on Bryce Harper. That's what he's trying to sell. Now,
here's the email that Jared wrote to Awad. He said, Josh Gurin called during Chad's show today. They want you, and he actually put that in bold because even Jared was stunned, to come on the transaction report with Steve. Feuerstein is a guest. They'd like you to discuss the Bryce Harper. Please reach out to Josh. So we probably should have booked Josh, the producer, to find out why did Josh request Adam Epstein.
I'm pretty sure we're not booking anybody else on the transaction report.
I actually
ever
think now it might even go higher than this. Might be why Valdez and Dravy are so vociferous with this. This could be coming from the top because I know CK is actually a closet fan. Not even a closet fan. He's an out of closet fan of Awad.
Mm-hmm.
So this could come from CK.
That's a good point.
So CK in a meeting could say, listen, guys, the Junks, it's a dead time. They're just, you know, the shows are mediocre. There's not a whole lot going on. Awad, as much as they don't like him, he's fun to beat up on. Let's set this up. I'll have Jared send the guy. That's where it could be coming from. It could be coming from CK.
I don't know. A lot of conspiracy theories floating around.
Because it's
about his dumbass appearance on that show.
Because it's him being on a show.
But that would involve Drab and myself. And he didn't contact us about it or set it up with us.
I still think you might be in on the bit.
I'm not in on a bit.
You swear, hold on.
I swear on the Ravens and Old Bay and Krabs.
And on Manny the dog?
Yes. Yeah.
You swear on Manny?
Yes.
I just think it was a bad booking.
Yeah.
These guys had a bad booking.
They did?
Yeah.
But there's so many leaks and so many holes.
We've had a lot of hurt things on this show before.
I know, but I've just never seen a worse website. I've never seen someone who's trying to promote a show have a website that you simply can't find.
All right, Chris is on the line, our boss.
Yeah. CK.
Program director here at 106.7 The Fan, which is thriving right now.
I'm starting to now think you might be behind this.
There's just 0% chance that I'm behind this.
I just figured
All I know is that Jared got an email. He sent it, I believe he sent it to me, and then either I told him to forward it to Drab and just see what happens, or he forwarded it to me.
So
and
what
Drab
is your
the
theory
time.
Then? So what is your theory on this whole thing?
You know, I haven't even heard a lot of what's happened, so I've caught bits and pieces of it. There's a lot of bad internet radio shows. Is that basically what this is?
I guess he claims he's going to be on like 5 or 6 different stations
and
nationally syndicated.
Long.
He's got a website that you simply can't find that has no link to any show.
Hey, by the
way, no link to any real bio.
CK, while we're on the topic of emails, can Jared lose our emails when it comes to timesheets being due?
Yeah, we get a
schedule.
I've never filled out one timesheet.
I mean, it's a great perk of if there's one perk we have for being host of the Junks is that we don't have to fill out the timesheets.
Right. And I don't need to see the weekly board op schedule.
Actually, that's changing. You guys got to do timesheets and vacation forms now. That's a whole new thing.
What?
I haven't told you about.
Let's say Entercom. Well, that's going to go to Drabby and Valdez. I promise.
Chris, I wish you would have seen their faces.
It's a CBS thing, but that'll change in like 3 weeks when we're not CBS, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not officially not worried about it.
All right,
so
all
basically
right.
It was a bad booking is your theory.
I have nothing to do with it at all. I don't know if it's fake. I feel like it's just a dumb, bad radio show.
Right. You know how bad, it.
Yeah. You know how bad radio is?
Yeah.
Internet radio is much worse.
Right. It's a good point.
But who would have a website that would have literally not one link to anything? And you can't even find the website.
AWOD. Like if AWOD was in charge of one, that's the type of website.
Someone that would book
AWOD
as an expert on the Nationals would do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Maybe he used JP's favorite old search engine. You binged it. You can't find it.
No, I think he was asking Jeeves.
Oh, that's how the internet butler? That guy's been around for a decade.
Hey, I've used Bing before. Sometimes when you're looking for a...
You have.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes...
Look at his eyes.
Sometimes when you feel like you've exhausted Google's search capabilities...
I understand where you're coming
from.
You go
to Bing.
He's got
Bing
creepy pervert face.
Different results come up.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I can see the merit in that.
You click on video, and then different results come up.
All right. Coming up next hour, Chris Russell's going to join us at 9:40. We'll get the latest on the Redskins. But next, it is Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.